We're visiting with Katie Thurgeson today at the Etna Elementary School. She's actually works in the media center there, the library, as many of us still know it. Katie, thanks for joining us here on the Weekday Wake-Up Program and SVI Media.
No problem. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, tell us about yourself. You have a great passion for working with our children in the library here in Etna. Tell us a little bit about your background. You've been a teacher before. You've been involved in homeschooling. Education, a big part of your life, Katie.
Yes, that is true. I always wanted to be a teacher, so I was a drama and writing teacher to begin with in my career, and then I took a few years off to homeschool my kids, and then when we got back into public school, then I got back into working in the school and just love being here. But the library was always my happy place. It was where I loved being as a kid. I would hide behind my furniture in my room and read books. I volunteered in the library. I worked in the library once I was old enough to work. And so to be back in the library and helping get kids excited about reading and books and learning is just a dream come true.
We're with Katie Thurgeson, Etna Elementary Media Center, library, all of that in one. A lot has changed in the libraries over the years. You talk about your passion for it, but take us on a tour of the Etna Media Center.
Take you on a tour of the Etna Media Center.
A lot to offer there, right?
There is a lot to offer. We begin our day, usually the kids can come in the morning if they need to get new materials and books, but then we're part of the specials rotation, and so when we teach lessons in the library, we cover everything from new books and new authors to current events to historical figures to learning how to grow our brain with makerspace activities and learning how to work together as a team, to recognize different cultural things outside of what we might see just in our local area. So we learn all kinds of new things, but try and show that there's so many ways to learn. There's so many things outside that we can learn about that are just exciting. It's just exciting to learn. And if we can pass that on so that they're seeking to learn, whatever path they take, whatever avenue, if they have that excitement to seek to learn new things, then we've accomplished something. So,
what people may not realize is all of the classrooms, everybody here in Etna and all of our schools, they feed a lot of their educational programs through the Media Center. Is that correct?
I guess
they bring their classrooms into the library, and you have programs in there. That's what I'm gathering from what you're saying here is it's a big part of the school.
Right. So I'll see every student once every 5 days at least. And then once the lesson time is over, then we have reading groups come in. We have teachers come in to get materials that they take back to their class to teach with. I'll go into classrooms sometimes and teach them how to use like our Gale database or the other research resources that we have access to as part of a Wyoming public school. So I'll go into classrooms to sometimes do that. But there are lots of ways that we work together to help everybody get the resources they need.
Everybody teams up.
Yeah.
What haven't we asked you about your career, about your work here at Etna, that you'd like to emphasize? I see a passion in you. As we sit here and talk in the Etna Elementary after school today, I see that passion still alive after a day of school.
Well, we just finished with our play practice, and that was when I was a teacher. I was a drama teacher.
Right.
And so that is another passion of mine. I always try and stay up with musical theater and what the latest shows are. And so we're trying to make that a reality for Etna students as well. And so we'll bring in a larger show once every spring is the idea. This year we're already have a group, a pretty large group of kids pulled together, and we'll be putting on Honk Jr. in March.
So you start already starting to work on that.
We're already starting rehearsals. Yes. Oh yes, it takes time because we don't have as rigorous a rehearsal schedule as the high school might. We only have kids who stay back Tuesdays and Wednesdays because that coincides with our regular after school enrichment program. And so the kids can choose to do the play as their after school enrichment versus some of the other classes that are offered. So with this year we've got 46 kids who signed up to participate in the play, and so we work together between January and March, and then we do a performance. And that to have give kids that opportunity to work together to present this performance art is just something that they'll remember. They'll take that with them
absolutely.
For years, you know.
Catch you off guard to ask you the date in March, and I imagine that you'll present to the school and to parents and
yes.
to the public.
Yeah. So what we're trying to set up is we do an afternoon performance for the school and then an evening performance for parents or community members. And I'm not looking at a calendar, but it's going to be that last week before spring break.
Okay.
And I think that follows after the high school production. So they're right. They're a week prior. We try not to conflict. But yeah, we'll look forward to that.
Closing statement on your career, on education in general, your work here at Etna Elementary.
I am just grateful to be here every day because I can be a cheerleader for kids that might need a cheerleader in their lives. I don't have to. Every day is a new day. I can be happy when they come into the library. I can help them with what they need, even if they just want, you know, to sit someplace quiet for a minute. And then, I'm not sure the best way to describe it, where, you know, parents have other concerns and where their teachers have specific concerns, I feel like I'm in a wonderful position to be a cheerleader, to just help support and uplift, you know, there in the media center and around, because I see them all, I get to know them. It's just a very positive place to be.
Touch those little hearts right there in our library
right,
media center.
Right.
That's a good ending there. Thank you very much for joining us. Katie Thurgeson, Etna Elementary.